Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with me today. As always, it's a pleasure to be part of your day. I appreciate you being part of mine. Suzanne Mulvihill is with us, and she's an old friend of ours and an old friend of mine. She and I have worked together on some projects before. She's been very helpful to me, as she has been to many entrepreneurs, helping them to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's in addition to being an entrepreneurship specialist, she also lectures and facilitates workshops to help men and women achieve their potential. She's the author of an outstanding book, Employee to Entrepreneur. She is also a radio host, folks. She's got her own radio show called The Entrepreneur Hour, which we'll get her to tell us about in just a little bit. Suzanne Mulvihill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. Good to have you back. And you brought a friend along with you, haven't you?
Yes, I did. I have my colleague, Carol Kay, and she's the vice president of our nonprofit, the Emotional Endurance Institute for Entrepreneurs.
All right, Carol, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's nice to meet you.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you as well.
Carol, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I write grants. I contract out my services to cities and write grants for them and manage the grants. And how I know Suzanne is through the FAU, Florida Atlantic University Alumni Board. We're both graduates, and we served on the board of the Alumni Association, and that's how we first met. And I also work in real estate, and I invest in real estate.
I see. So you guys had already known each other, and then you found out, you saw Suzanne's book.
Yes, I did.
And it motivated you. It gave you an idea, didn't it?
It did. After reading Suzanne's book, it was just so fantastic. And I saw her actually at a Florida Atlantic University function, and I approached her. And after having some discussion with her, I said, Suzanne, we've got to do something. And she said, what? I said, we have to start a nonprofit using your book as the foundation of the nonprofit and get the message out there. It's just too valuable of a message. I found the book to be very, very unique. And the reason it was unique for me as a reader is that it's not so much that she had a bunch of new theories, but she brought theories together collectively, applied them to the business world, and that at the end of each chapter, she allowed you to stop, think, and apply what you read to your individual life through the exercises that she has at the end of each chapter. And I just found that valuable, very valuable.
And you actually, after reading the book, you and the two of you put your heads together and came up with the Emotional Endurance Institute for Entrepreneurs. Suzanne, tell us what that is.
Well, the Emotional Endurance Institute for Entrepreneurs, as Carol mentioned, it's an offshoot of the book, and it's going to be used to integrate and to get the message out to others about developing the emotional endurance that they need to succeed. And the way that we're going to do that is through seminars and training and a teach-the-teacher approach, as we have termed it.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, like I'll be at the NBIA, the National Business Incubator Conference in Atlanta next month, speaking to the more than 1,000 business counselors around the country who train other entrepreneurs and teaching them about the concept of emotional endurance and how they can help their entrepreneurial clients with this concept.
Well, Suzanne, you continue to amaze me at the way you burst on the scene in the last few years. I mean, I know you're not a Suzanne come lately, but you've really have exploded in the last couple of 3 years with some wonderful ideas, and I really admire the recognition. I'm really pleased about the recognition you're getting across the entrepreneurship landscape out there, and I want to congratulate you on that and on producing the kind of excellence that makes people recognize that. And what Carol saw, I also saw Carol in Suzanne, and that's the reason why I wanted to make sure she launched her new book on our show, which we did a year or so ago. I want to know, why a nonprofit? Why did you choose a nonprofit approach?
Well, I'll tell you. Do you want to share, Carol?
Go ahead, Carol.
Well, yeah, the reason I approached her on the nonprofit level is I knew that Suzanne was offering individual counseling, but I also knew that came with a price, and the average person out there cannot afford to pay an hourly fee for counseling, especially when they're just starting out on their own in business, or they're an employee struggling to try to figure out how they want to go out and launch their own business.
Let's make sure, pardon me, Carol, but let's make sure what you're talking about are the people who fit a certain profile. They're maybe they've been displaced and they're working maybe out of on a home-based business. And the reason it's home-based is because they can't afford somewhere else. And
correct.
or as you say, they're an employee. You know, a Kaufman Center study a couple of years ago showed that 1 in 12 employees are seriously thinking about, in America, is seriously thinking about starting their own business. So they're sort of at that, they got their 1 foot on the dock and 1 foot in the boat kind of thing, right?
You have it right, Jim.
That's the profile of the people that you guys are wanting to help.
Exactly.
That's correct.
And we want to do that through the nonprofit, and we're seeking funding in order to do that, either through the federal government, the state, county, or private donations. We're going at all levels, and that's where my background with the grants comes into play.
Right.
Profit.
Right. Well, and tell us a little bit about Suzanne. Your experience with these folks is, I guess, bore out what Carol was saying, right?
Absolutely. And there's a couple of other concepts that are already in place, Jim, with the nonprofit that we can share as far as them already helping people. And to give you some examples, we've launched these Barnes & Noble discussion groups. So far, we're in 4 cities throughout Florida, and we'll be in California when I'm at the LA Times Book Festival, and in Arizona next month, and in Atlanta. So these are free discussion groups or support groups for people who are in professional transition, meaning that they are at some deciding that either they have a yearning to start a business, and having experienced this myself, that the book was all written on the premise of my experience in counseling more than 500 people who are in professional transition and recognizing these emotional challenges that they were having, that these groups and the work that we're doing sheds light on the fears that people have and the feelings of inadequacy and the feelings of insecurity and the challenges that we deal with as entrepreneurs, that what people have described to me as we discuss the truth of entrepreneurship. So that's where these discussion groups are free. And
where can we find, before we go to a break, give us a place where we can find them.
They can go to emotionalendurance.org. That's our website. It's emotionalendurance.org. And click on discussion groups on the side panel.
Okay.
And there are the groups there. And what we're doing to get this, to continue to expand this nationwide, is people can contact us, and we'll give them a free session on how to start one in their own Barnes & Noble.
Emotionalendurance.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. When we come back, we're going to find out some more about this organization and these two ladies who are so entrepreneurial and very excited. I'm excited about what they're doing. I think you might be too. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. It's Entrepreneurial Nirvana, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, it's free. Comes every week by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you revved up for the new week. And don't forget all the other cool things you can do there. Listen to archives and articles, read articles, and lots of different things you can do there. In fact, you can find out more about Suzanne Mulvihill there. She's a member of our Brain Trust. You can also find out about her book there, but you can also, let me get her to tell us where we can go for a little more specific information about her and how we can find her book most prominently. Suzanne, go ahead.
Well, they can go to the website, emotionalendurance.org, and Barnes & Noble, if they wanted to just pick up a copy of the book, it can be bought at Barnes & Noble across the country, and probably the quickest way is just to go to Amazon.com and order it.
Right, right. Now, what about profit strategies?
Well, Profit Strategies is the marketing arm of
right.
my business. That was really where this all began. You know,
mm-hmm.
I used to train clients on marketing and business development when I worked at the Small Business Development Center. And what happened was this whole emotional endurance concept came from working with more than 500 people and spending the majority of my time on helping people deal with the emotional issues more so than the marketing.
And that's profit-strategies.com, right?
Correct.
Okay. And, you know, ladies, you know this, and my audience, many people in the audience know this too. This, the United States is the most entrepreneurial country in the world. And that's, folks, that's not just me saying this because I'm an American. Those of you who are listening in other parts of the world, but also the records show this. The Kauffman Center for Entrepreneurial Excellence, I'll get that out in a minute, did some research. They interviewed thousands and thousands of people across the world, and they found out that in the United States, people have an attitude about being an entrepreneur, about starting a business, that's really not something that isn't that intuitive in other parts of the many other parts of the world, but it is in the United States. And so Suzanne, you've heard me say before, and my audience has heard me say this 10,000 times, that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur. And
I agree.
But notice, Carol, that I didn't say that it meant entrepreneurial owner. You don't have to be an owner to be an entrepreneur. You can
right.
be, and that's one of the things I know you guys talk about. I'm sure when you counsel your flock there, so to speak, is that, you know, you can be an entrepreneur. In fact, the world is going to be a better place when we have more entrepreneurial employees. And
well,
if you can become an entrepreneurial employee, then you're going to be a whole lot better off when you become an entrepreneurial owner, aren't you, Carol?
Yes, you are, because when you realize that what you do on a day-to-day basis, even if you're going into a corporation, you don't actually own the business, and apply your business thinking, it's going to benefit the organization as a whole and your coworkers.
Give us the website again, Suzanne, for the new venture.
It's emotionalendurance.org. And Jim,
now,
I think the,
go ahead.
Just the best way to frame our target market in terms of who we are working with are people in professional transition. So it doesn't mean that they have to be becoming an entrepreneur. It's just living to their professional potential.
And there are millions of prospects out there that fit that
absolutely.
Category.
Absolutely.
Right,
I work
literally.
With people all the time who aren't fulfilled in what they're doing. And we can be very good at it, even though we don't like it.
Right.
Correct. And just going from one business to another is very stressful. And without the assistance of something like Suzanne's book, it just can be debilitating to individuals and their families.
When I think about what you guys are doing, I think about the book The Star Thrower, and I can't think of the name of the author right now, but there's a book called The Star Thrower, and you guys, there's so much to be done, but you guys are doing it one entrepreneur at a time, and you know, you know the story about the Star Thrower, the guy who saw a guy throwing little starfish back into the ocean one at a time, and there were thousands, hundreds of thousands of them on the beach that had been washed up in the storm. And a guy walks up to him as he's throwing a starfish, and he says, "Man," he said, "that's a noble thing you're doing, but how can you possibly make a difference? The place is covered, the beach is covered with these things." And the guy picked one up, and he threw it back in. He said, "I made a difference to that one, didn't I?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think about what you guys are doing, and I want to applaud you for what you're doing. And Carol, did you see in Suzanne that made you believe that she was the person to help you get this thing going?
Well, it was very evident in reading her book that she lived what she was writing, that she experienced what she wrote. And I immediately could relate to her because I had lived a lot of what she had put into her book. And also, just as a human being, I had a chance, obviously, to know her firsthand, which other readers would not have that exposure. But I did know her through the alumni board with Florida Atlantic, and had always admired her professionalism and her ability to carry herself and where she had. And I knew that she had transitioned from being an employee to a business owner and carried out the profit strategies.
Let me stop you for a second, Carol. I want to get Suzanne back in. I got about 30 seconds, Suzanne. Why emotional endurance? Why that term?
Emotional endurance, because it's really, my son actually helped me coin that term. It's the foundation of our success. I mean, being able to, because I tried to quit my job 3 times. I think I shared with that with you, Jim.
Right.
And I tried it from the outside in, meaning writing the business plan and getting the money and doing all that. And it wasn't until I did the work on the inside, facing my fears, developing courage and confidence, overcoming my own obstacles, understanding what success meant when I wasn't making money, that's the endurance that we
that's
need.
That's the key to long-term success, isn't it? You got to know what's going on inside, folks. And you heard it
inside
from one
out.
Of the experts. Carol Kay and Suzanne Mulvihill, thank you for being here. Congratulations on your new venture, and we'll get you back on again. We'll talk about it some more later on.
Thank
Bye,
you,
ladies.
Jim.
See ya. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Doug Stives. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.